This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The U.S. Forest Service plans to re-examine a burn scar to find out if anything can be done to help slow mudslides along Interstate 70. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Scott Fitzwilliam supervises the White River National Forest. He says the walls of Glenwood Canyon are so steep, mulch or grass seeds wouldn't help stabilize soils burned by the Grizzly Creek fire last year. But it appears those slides actually start in flatter areas above the canyon.
What we want to do is reassess on top whether or not there's things we can do, whether it's check dams, mulching, maybe, you know, you diagonally fall trees in drainages.
Fitzwilliam says he's asked for a team to see if those sorts of projects might help. In the meantime, I-70 remains closed after heavy rains triggered debris flows late last month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And the federal government has granted Colorado $11 million for emergency repairs to I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. That's 10% of the state's full request of more than $110 million. The federal government is still considering that full request. CDOT says the highway could partially reopen in a few days. The Perseid meteor shower and new moon will make for spectacular viewing tonight and tomorrow night. But astronomer Doug Duncan of the University of Colorado Boulder says you need to get out of the city to see the show.
Any place you can go that's nice and dark, and the darker it is, the more you're going to see.
To guarantee the most meteor sightings per hour, you can take a trip into the mountains or go to one of Colorado's dark sky reserves, including Great Sand Dunes National Park, Dinosaur National Monument, and Jackson Lake State Park. Smoke is still lingering across Colorado, though the Front Range should see some improvement by Friday. For the western slope, smoke could persist through the end of the week. In Denver, it's 66 degrees, Grand Junction, 62. This is CPR News.